You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. Renowned orator and New Hampshire Sun, Daniel Webster, admonished, "The people's government made for the people, made by the people, and answerable to the people." New Hampshire's democracy faced challenges this week, and a pattern has appeared in the mixed results. The legislature is all in for democracy reform, unless it requires money to fund it. Some good news, HB 504 passed the New Hampshire House and requires specific U.S. constitutional amendment language to overturn Citizens United and requires redistricting that doesn't favor one party over another. H.R. 5, a resolution instructing our congressional delegation to support a constitutional amendment, is before the House this Thursday, March 14th. On the downside, the SB 304 Voter-Owned Elections Act got a re-refer endorsement out of committee, with members, you guessed it, balking on how the bill was going to be paid for. The bill will be retooled over the summer and reconsidered in early January 2020. Daniel Webster's statue stands in front of the New Hampshire State House, ever vigilant of our democratic republic and the votes of his fellow legislators to protect it. Remember that Granny D said, "Democracy isn't something we have, it's something we do." For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.